All right, good morning. Yes, good morning, Every Nation Church Malaysia. You know, for those who don't know me, I'm Pastor Teresa. I'm one of the pastors of this house. I oversee the working adult world. If you are a working adult sitting down here, haven't assimilated to any LG, please come approach me or even Pastor Eugene. We were more than willing to help you. Or if you have known of somebody or you brought along somebody who is a working adult, please also introduce them to me, all right? So it's my privilege today to take the pulpit, and so glad to see Full House. So glad to see so many of you. Turn to your neighbors and say, you look good today. Ah. You know why you all have to say that? Because I know I look good today. I got to learn to dress up, you know? I have been a mother for the longest time, away from corporate world. Anyway, beginning of the year, Pastor Sean came to us with the first sermon talking about the Father's love, the first sermons of the series, The Mission, right? The anchor verse is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. This Bible verse is beyond a memory verse that you memorize so that you can get your brownie points from Sunday school. It's also beyond your screensaver in the computer or your password in the gadget. It's actually the Father's heart to call us to go on global mission. Thereafter, the week after Pastor Eugene came up and shared with us on the sacrifice of Jesus, right? All that Jesus has done on the cross is to reconcile us back to God. And we are to respond by go, preaching the gospel, fulfilling the mission. Then last week, Pastor Benny from Surabaya EN, he came and he talked about Fantastic Four. For those who don't know what is Fantastic Four, it's not what you found in the movie. It's about these four good friends so look after their paralytic companion. When they want to approach Jesus, the house in the Peter's house is so crowded. They had to climb up, open the roof, and lay down their friend to be in front of Jesus to let Jesus pray over him. So basically, Pastor Benny tried to bring across a point. It takes many to win that one. It takes the church to win that one as well. So today, I'm going to talk about mission, the Spirit's power. Let me kickstart with this Bible verse. Let's read together, okay? 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he has said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Let's do it one more time. Let's read a little bit slower, okay? Try to let the words sink in. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he has said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, a little of the background. This is the first appearance of Jesus to his disciple after he resurrected. Right? Bearing in mind when he said this, as the Father has sent me, Jesus has done all that he can on earth to fulfill all that the Father has sent him. He preached the gospel, the kingdom of God. He healed the sick, cast out demons, done so many signs, wonders, and miracles. All right? He taught his disciples. What else? The most ultimate, he walked the cross of Calvary, died the most gruesome death, and after 3 days, he was resurrected. He has fulfilled the assignments God has given to him. That's why when he said, the Father has sent me, he is with confidence and he has done it. Even so, I have sent you. It's with that, all that he accomplished, knowing that God was with him. The Holy Spirit was with him. You can accomplish. He sent us, right? And, of course, not forgetting to remind them, Holy Spirit will come along with you. So just in this Bible verse, we can see the three Godheads in play. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are of three persons, but they are of the same essence. They play different roles, but they are in unison. The theologian Gruden put it, they even interpenetrate each other. They are so tight. They act in communal. That is our triune God. All right? So the Father sends the Son. The Son sends the Spirit. And together, they send the church, you and me. Now, the idea to go on mission, to make disciples, to preach the gospel, is a heaven's call. It's divine partnership with the Almighty, all right? Every nation church Malaysia, every nation churches of Malaysia, every nation global, worldwide, we exist to honor God and make disciples. It is not Pastor Steve Merle, the president of every nation idea. It's not. It's not Pastor Sean, our senior pastor's idea. It's not. It's neither the pastoral team idea. It is God's idea. It is God's idea. It is biblical. I brought along with me two books here. If you are in this house, sitting with us, you wonder how do we render ourselves in this mission statement, perhaps you can check on this book called The Vicky Church. We no longer have physical copies. You can order online. Or else, our newest release, I think end of last year, is clearly spelled out why we go. This one, you can get it from the merchandise corner at the info counter. Yeah? Grab hold of a copy to understand, to know why we do what we do in the way we do it. Okay? As I'm contemplating and prepare for this sermon, you know, I have three historical figures who has gone before us, who have done so great in evangelizing, in mission. People like Smith Wigglesworth, he's an apostle of faith. He preached to thousands, and thousands came to know the Lord. Signs and wonders and miracles follow him. He is somebody that I really look up to. Another person is Gladys Ovett, a missionary, a British missionary to China. You know, I read her biography. It's so amazing. A minute British lady in the land of China, full of courages and boldness, went into prison, settled their chaos, okay? And at the same time, after that, wow, lead a big group of orphans trying to escape World War II. She was a wonderful lady, done great things for God. Yet, God really prompted my heart to talk about my late husband, Pastor Timothy Low. From the year 2018, early 2018, to the year he passed, about 6 years, within that 6 years, he has led 260 people, if not more, to Christ. And this is a private conversation between him and me. Yeah, he always keeps things low profile. And he said he has somewhat found the key to unlock how to do evangelism in our culture, in our context. He lived out a lifestyle of three I's. Include, invest, invite. You know, mission sometimes come to us can be like, whoa, I have to pack my luggage, leave my job, go to another nation, you know, learn their language. There are people who do that. God has a calling upon them. Yeah. Even my eldest son is in Japan as a missionary. But for a lot of us, our mission looks very different. Our mission is your family, your extended family, your workplace, the places you go about doing your activities. Be it you play pickleball, you do your marketing, or you hang out in a cafe. Those are your mission field. To live a life of include, invest, invite is very possible. It's how we engage the culture. It's how we engage our church. What you mean by include is basically you draw a bigger circle of your life, right? take effort to know more people. Bring them along to your pickleball or watch a movie together or whatever activities, right? How about invest? It can be invest in your time, your finance, prayer, even a conversation. You know, just not too long ago, about more than a month ago, I received a call. It's a distress call. So because of that, I pushed away other appointment, met with this person. So after talking with this person, we concluded that perhaps we can have another person of this person to come to church. Well, that person landed in church. Just a conversation again with this person that landed in church. That person willing to explore God and start a journey of discovering God. It just takes sometimes a conversation, an interest. To gel the three eyes is literally being personal and relational. Yeah? Oh, praise God for that. And in every nation, if you are a life group leader, we will want to encourage you to go back to retooling. And it is where we talk a lot more on include, invest, and invite. Yeah? I saw that in my husband. I practiced it. I saw result. It's doable. It's really doable. Okay? Let me move forward. Now. Wow, I skipped this one. Okay, here we are. Include, invest, invite. Now, the next one. For sure, there will be challenge in doing mission. At times, people drop out. Typically because of moral failure. But I also saw in that people being restored. All right? Or as you go about doing evangelizing, doing ministry, or trying to make disciples, gotten burnout. So stressed, so overwhelmed. Be it emotional stress, physical stress, or mental stress. All right? Or else, there are people who step out, no longer take interest or want to pursue the mission. Perhaps too many things crowded the life of that person. Too many distractions that come by. I like how Dr. William Murr, he is a dean of Every Nation Seminary and also a church historian. And he put it this way, to persevere in mission is to embrace and live the key truth that Jesus gave his disciples on the day of his resurrection, which is, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. How has the Father sent Jesus? The Father sent Jesus with his pleasure, with his purpose, with his people, and with his presence. As how the Father has sent Jesus, this is how Jesus has sent us, all right? Christ was sent with God's pleasure. Let me read this. This incident is recorded in Luke, talk about Jesus' baptism, all right? Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus, who also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son. With you, I'm well pleased. You are my beloved Son. With you, I'm well pleased. Before Jesus started to preach, before Jesus done signs, wonders, and miracles, before Jesus had any followers, the Father God already assured Jesus, I love you. You are my beloved because you are my Son. He is pleased with you and me because we are his children, right? His pleasure precedes our success and failures. If we were to think mission success precedes divine pleasure, we will go about making disciples, we'll go about mission with so much anxiety and fear of failure. But if we think pleasure, divine pleasure precedes missional success, we will go about doing mission, make disciples with so much joy and faith-filled expectation. Our security, our identity is found in God's love for us because we are His children. It's never about you do this and you don't do that. We are just so blessed. All right? Next. Christ was sent with His purpose, God's purpose. We are too. So this incident recorded is that Jesus' ministry has grown. So many with various sicknesses, diseases was healed by Him. Demons will call out saying that you are the Son of God and being cast out by Him. He has become so famous and so popular. So if I were to read the five lines from below, it says here in Luke 4, and the people sought Him and came to Him and would have kept Him from leaving them. Well, because He became so famous and quote-unquote so beneficial, everybody wanted to have a hold of Him and make Him stay, perhaps in their town, so that Jesus can be the rabbi, teacher for them. Or even in John, it was stated that the Jews want to make Him king. But what did Jesus say? He said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God and to other towns as well. For I was sent for this purpose. And He was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Well, Jesus stayed focused. He was not distracted. As His ministry has grown, or He has become so popular. Crystal clear on what God has called Him to do. We too, we got to learn to stay focused. Be it today, you are single. If you are single, come for our single makan and mingle later, okay? Start at 12:45. You can walk in, we will accept you, okay? If you haven't registered. Anyway, if you are single, with no children, perhaps you are a father with two children, or you are grandfather with 10 grandkids, your family expanded. Stay focused. There is this divine call upon your life. Or perhaps you are just stepping out from the college. You are in the lowest of the food chain in the corporate world. Oh, you already high flyer in a corporate. You have grown through the rank. You become so influential. Everybody want a grasp of you, to learn from you, to be the business mentor that they can find. Stay focused. You have a call to do mission. Or perhaps today you go around with public transport, LRT. Oh, you already having a driver drive you around with your fancy car. You have grown to be so wealthy, affluent, have a different kind of lifestyle. Don't forget, stay focused. There is a divine partnership to continue to preach the gospel and make Jesus known and be the light and salt in wherever you are. Stay focused, all right? And the beauty is, as we focus on God's mission, signs, wonders, and miracles follow us. Because signs, wonders, and miracles follows the mission. All right? Next, Christ was sent with His people, and we are too. So in Luke 5, it is actually recorded the first calling of God's disciple, Simon Peter. Right? Let's read. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of the fish that they had taken. And so also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Just a little sidetrack. What happened was that they have tried to catch fish and they got nothing. Then Jesus came by and said, Can I ride on your boat, go a little bit out on the lake so I can preach to the crowd? So they come along and assist Jesus. After Jesus done His preaching, then He told them, can you put a little bit away your boat to whatever side and put down a net? There you go. Pam! A good catch of fish. They were so astonished. That's why Jesus said, do not be afraid. The afraid not scared, no. The afraid is the beranjat, tio chekia, wah, and the holy out. You know, that kind of afraid, right? Yeah, so Jesus said, do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. And, yep, they left everything and they followed Jesus. So, can Jesus go around advancing God's kingdom by himself, solo act? Yes or no? Well, he performed signs, wonders, and miracles without human, without the disciples, right? He can, but it's not, it just don't sync with his character. It just don't sync with him as a Godhead, because the God that called us, the God that made us, he made us in his image. We are of communal. We are of relational. We are not called to be a solo act. Yeah? That's why Jesus has his disciples, yeah, with him from the tree to become 12. Now, when God sent us with his people, we are go in greater power. God give all of us different kind of gifting. It's the grace of God. By me alone, I can do maybe 50%. 2-3 come along with me, I can achieve greater effectiveness, 100%, right? There's greater power, greater effectiveness in collective. At the same time, we can't deny relationship enrich us. Ecclesiastes talk about two is better than one. A threefold cord will not be easily broken, right? If one lie down, how to keep warm? You have another one. Relationship enriches. Or simply put it as a burden shared becomes half a burden. Yeah? A joy shared becomes double joy. All of us are made to be not in solo act, all the more in the work of mission. We are to come along others, right? To fulfill what God called us to do. We just came out from Leadership Convergence. You know, I'm so glad I can have all these photos because I rarely take pictures. Well, I am blessed because in the various serving that I have so many to come alongside me. The Young Working Adult Group, the Working Adult Group, even the Single Mom Support Group. And of course, last but not least, here, we look more mature one. We are the intercessor, okay? The prayer author group, the pre-service prayer group, and the nation group, yeah? I am just so blessed. I am not alone. And all these people enrich my life, okay? Some of them are not here because, yeah, I didn't catch them in time to take the picture. Anyway, Christ was sent with his presence, God's presence, and we are too. So in John chapter 8, it stated that, so Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as a Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. Again, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. Matthew chapter 28, on the Great Commission, Jesus said, go, right? Make disciples. And how Jesus ends that phrase is, behold, I am with you sometimes. Is it sometimes? Very quiet of you. Are you still awake? I am with you always. Come on, I am with you always. Wow. The Lord God of heaven and earth, the God Almighty, the God of ancients of times, is with us always. What a comfort, right? What an assurance. And because of that, let's step out to attend great things for God on our own. We cannot do a lot of things, or perhaps we achieve very little. But because of who this God is, and he is with us, we can attend great things for God. Amen. Why don't we all arise? Hallelujah. You know, all of us are sent, as I've shared with you, all of us are sent by this triune God. And after Jesus said that, the Father has sent me, even so I send you, Jesus did this. He breathed upon them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. We go about doing the mission of God. It's carried along by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit enfold us into this great divine call. He is the one that come alongside us, remind us, empower us. Yes, lead us, even put words in our mouth as we go about, do the mission and make disciples. We take this time just to look to Jesus. Just to wait and ask of the Holy Spirit to refresh us again. Let's worship. Hallelujah, Lord.
And fill us up and yes, pour us out, Lord, over and over. Heaven come down.
Come on, let's sing it.
Fill us up.
Let's ask of the Holy Spirit to fill us up.
Our Lord, over and over. Heaven come down. Fill us up and pour.
Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, fill this house, Lord. Fill our hearts, God.